There's going to be a constitutional carry vote today, and I'm going to tell you how this vote is going to go. It's going to go really well. And before I tell you about the vote that's going to take place in the Sportsman's Paradise, which is Louisiana, I want to tell you all about the sponsor of the video, Sportsman's Guide. Guys and gals, for everything you need to enjoy the fun, freedom, and traditions of the outdoors, you got to check out sportsmansguide.com. From hunting and fishing to camping, hiking, or just hanging around the bonfire in the backyard, you'll find it all at Sportsman's Guide. They have tree stands, blinds, rods and reels, ATV accessories, clothing and footwear as well. And the bottom line is, if it happens outdoors, you'll find it at Sportsman's Guide. Chances are, if your friends or family love the outdoors, they'll love a gift from you from the Sportsman's Guide. So check out the link down below and use code GADGETS to save $20 off the first $100 you spend. Thank you to Sportsman's Guide. Let's continue to the Sportsman's Paradise, my old home of Louisiana. There is a vote today on constitutional carry in the Senate. There's a special session going on right now, and I'm here to tell you that it's going to pass today. And it's going to go to the House on Monday, and barring anything major or drastic or unforeseen happening, it'll pass the House on Monday as well, and the governor is going to sign it into law. Maybe not Monday, but within a few days. And here's the catch. Typically, for those who live in Louisiana, you understand this, but those who don't live in Louisiana, nothing good happens in Louisiana, nothing good happens quick. So typically, a bill like this in Louisiana would take place in like August or even in 2025. However, they want to beat South Carolina to become the next state, number 28, to be the constitutional carry state here in this great land. So they're looking at April 19th. That's how fast they want to put this in to beat South Carolina. And while I'm at it, let me give you a quick update on South Carolina. South Carolina, remember, it passed House, went to the Senate. Senate put an amendment on it that basically neutered it. It sent it back to the House for a second peek. And we told everybody to inundate their representatives to say, get rid of the amendment, pass a clean bill. Well, they did just that. They stripped that amendment out. And that angered the governor, Governor McMaster, who said that in this process, in playing games and stripping the amendment, that people were losing their confidence, and so was he. Well, Governor, it's gone back to the Senate without that amendment. So a clean constitutional carry bill was sent over. We'll see what happens there. But by all appearances, all things are pointing to Louisiana getting it done rapidly to beat South Carolina. It's good when there's this friendly competition. So Louisiana folk, stay on top of your legislators just to keep their feet to the fire. Let them know you're watching. Call the governor. Even though he campaigned on signing constitutional carry, keep calling the governor. Keep their feet to the fire. Let them know you're watching. And hopefully the next video I make about Louisiana will be congratulating you on joining the freedom side. Guys and gals, I have to run out real quick. That's why I did this quick little video, kind of talking faster than I usually do, but thank you for your support. It's because of you I get to do something today for my family that I might not have done before, and we're taking a little trip into Asheville, North Carolina, going to Biltmore, and appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for everything. Thank you for supporting this channel. Thank you for those who sent me a message yesterday that said you've had to resubscribe 3 times this week. Keep at it. YouTube's playing the game, especially after the strike I got. Things have been terrible on the channel as far as momentum, but I thank you for being here. Like the video and share to help rebuild that momentum, and subscribe to the channel down below to stay in the know. That red button right there, it's free for you to press that button. But what it does is it helps this channel greatly and immensely, so thank you for considering supporting the channel by subscribing. Like 35% of the people who watch don't, and that's a lot of folks. Guys and gals, till we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. You are your own first responder. It doesn't matter what anybody's feelings say. Take care.